Among those awaiting the drug is Daniel Rischke, whose two children suffer from seizures. Professionally, Rischke is a pharmacist and tells WBFO that medical marijuana is misunderstood. It's provided in pill, liquid, and oil form and can aid people with epilepsy, cancer, multiple sclerosis, and other conditions. But it lacks the key substance that gets pot smokers high.
There is a component called cannabidiol. It's CBD, which is a non-psychoactive component of this plant. A lot of benefits could come from this. This is different than THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, which is a psychoactive form.
Under a deadline set by the state, two companies are supposed to begin distribution Tuesday of the highly restricted drug to qualified patients. Advocates say that won't happen. Anthony Bainey with the Buffalo Cannabis Movement says health officials have provided little information to explain why.
There's no transparency with them and on this program. Even if you look at the criteria that they evaluated for businesses for the application process, they gave 3 criteria points for miscellaneous and no footnote explaining, you know, what that criteria was.
Bainey and his movement believe the state's medical marijuana program is still too restrictive. They're calling on lawmakers to legalize recreational marijuana. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.